I wanted to repatriate some money from Nigeria. So it was just by coincidence, literally. So when I logged onto my account, then it says the account is dormant. Well, I contacted their customer care. They said, okay, I will have to fill a form. I will have to do all of this. So I was doing this, filling the form, sending everything that I had to my account officer. I texted him on WhatsApp, like, okay, is the account ready now? Because I'm just leaving work. I'm going home so I can at least heave a sigh of relief. Then he was like, started asking me questions. Who is so-so person? I was like, I'm sorry, I don't know anybody by that name. It was like, well, this person came forward with documents to the bank that you are her husband and you're dead.
That's shocking, right? This reporter is sure that Anthony is not dead because he interviewed him. How it happened is what you will find out in this podcast. How Anthony was certified dead even when he's very much alive. Welcome to Kara House, an investigative podcast that sheds light on issues affecting you and me. Investigative reporter Tobi Oyetunde spent over 4 weeks finding out how government hospitals connive with fraudulent individuals to issue death certificates of people who are still very much alive, like it happened to Anthony.
What do you want?
That is Olumide. Olumide is a dark and chubby young man who works at State Hospital, Ota, Ogun State. This reporter had been told during his research that he would be the right person to assist him in getting death certificate without going through the usual protocol in the hospital.
I want to collect a death certificate.
Death certificate? Who died?
My father.
The reporter gave Olumide a fictitious name, Babatunde Fatoki, who he claimed to be his father. The story the reporter gave Olumide is that Fatoki had slumped at work and was transported to his village where he was buried. To ascertain the acclaimed person is truly dead, Olumide should have asked for a cause of death, which is usually issued to the deceased family by the hospital that certified that the person is dead, or a court affidavit sworn by the relative stating when and how the person died. Olumide did not ask for any of these documents. Olumide agreed to issue a death certificate for Fatoki and he charged 10,000 naira.
Normally for somebody that dies here, death certificate is written for 7,000 naira. But for someone that did not die here, I will tell them that I know you. If I go to talk with him, he can collect 10,000 naira from you if he wants to do it.
The reporter found out during his interaction with Olumide that this was not the first time he issued a death certificate without necessary documents.
Some people are alive and come to collect death certificates. It is somebody that will go to prison. I have been to Alagbon before on this issue.
This was how Anthony's account got frozen. Someone who knows him well enough got a fake death certificate and presented it to his bank. Olumide asked the reporter to come back the next day for the certificate, and true to his word, the document was ready in a little less than 24 hours. He got a death certificate for a fictitious name, supposedly his father. The certificate claims that Babatunde Fatoki, age 58, died of cardiac arrest on the 26th of October 2023. The certificate has no name of a medical doctor, but has the signature and stamp of the chief medical officer of the hospital. You are listening to Certified Dead, an investigative story from Kara House. You have heard how this reporter got the death certificate for a non-existing Babatunde Fatoki from State Hospital, Ota, Ogun State. The reporter wanted to prove how common this fraudulent practice is, so he went to another state-owned hospital in Lagos. His next stop is Orile Agege General Hospital, Lagos. Getting to the hospital, he approached the admin department where he was directed to meet one Kunle. Kunle asked why the death certificate was needed and the reporter gave him the same story he had given at the Ogun State Hospital. Just like Olumide, Kunle was reluctant at first but would later agree to issue one to the reporter for a fee.
You said you have to take it to the bank, right?
Yes.
So, has he collected anything from the hospital when he died before he was buried?
No, no.
He has not been buried.
He has been buried.
Was he buried at home?
No, in the village.
When he was being carried home, was anything given to him like cause of death?
No, we did not collect anything.
Was it driven by an ambulance?
No, it was driven in interstate bus.
After some minutes of interrogation, Kunle agrees to help with obtaining a death certificate despite not seeing the corpse as against medical practice.
Okay, so what will happen is that you will first collect cause of death, then we will use it to collect the death certificate.
How will I get the cause of death?
I will do everything for you. I'll do the cause of death, then the death certificate, but to cost you 15,000 naira.
Just to be clear, both Olumide and Kunle have committed offences of forgery under Section 467 and punishable by imprisonment for 3 years.
The Nigerian Medical Council can seize the certificate of the erring doctor and they can ban him for some time.
That is Dr. Vitalis, who wished not to give his last name. He's a medical doctor who owns a hospital in Lagos State. He said that it is a serious offence for doctors to issue a death certificate without first seeing the corpse for examination.
Not even then say you must cite the corpse and confirm. You must confirm that the person is dead. Put your stethoscope to the heart. Check the vital signs.
So it is wrong actually for a doctor or a hospital to issue such certificate when the corpse is not seen.
That is Evans Ufeli, a constitutional lawyer based in Lagos.
Now, the legal application is that forgery is 3 years in prison, and that's the penalty.
Okay.
The penalty, when it has been properly investigated and the person in question has been inculpated, once he's convicted, the sentence is 3 years imprisonment.
If you have been following this story, the reporter successfully established how hospital staff issued their certificates without proper verification. To further state his claim, Toby decided to go to a third hospital.
I'll not just give you death certificate like that.
That is the staff of General Hospital Ifakoja, Lagos.
There are processes that you need to follow before I can give you death certificate. First of all, you need is a affidavit that he has died. Magistrate court, high court, whichever.
Okay.
2 passport photographs so that we can attach it to the death certificate.
This staff insisted on seeing a court affidavit and 2 passport photographs of the deceased before she can start the process. Just to be clear, this is what Olumide and Kunle could have asked for, a proof of death. The ease of getting death certificate without providing all necessary documents is quite alarming. Not every hospital staff would be like that of Ifakoja Hospital. There are many Olumides and Kunles in several institutions across the country, and the implication of this is dire. Anthony's death certificate was forged by scammers to enable them get access to his account with millions of naira in it.
They just targeted the account because I wasn't really doing anything with it. I do definitely believe that mine was definitely a case of someone within the bank that pulled it off, like that basically extracted my personal information that were on there and was able to use it to obtain a death certificate, a court affidavit, and things like that. For 3 months, I was basically in a limbo. I couldn't call money back. It was just a stressful moment for me.
That is Anthony, the voice you heard at the beginning of the story.
And then, not just the financial stress, mentally, they were treating me like I was the criminal. The bank has to do way more than maybe the National Population Commission and the court, because the bank has a fiduciary duty to their customers, so which is basically protecting their money. I think there is a need to verify. Don't trust, verify.
It should be a national database. We don't have it. So if we don't have it, anything can be forged from the top.
That is Lawyer Ufeli again.
And if the person did not die in that hospital, by law, they're not supposed to issue that certificate. Yes, except the person died there. And they can ascribe the cause of death to perhaps the injury, the what happened to the person, whether gunshot, whether malaria, whether... So when hospitals go ahead to issue their certificate, when the patient was not brought to them, when they didn't see the patient, they didn't know the health status or condition, but they didn't examine, there's nothing. They just paid them because they have the form. They just create a file, something, and then collect money, stamp it, and give it out. It's still original, but it's false.
Toby brought the activities of Olumide and Kunle to the State Hospital, Ota, Ogun State, and Orile Agege General Hospital, Lagos, but they both declined comments. Efforts to reach the ministries of health in both Lagos and Ogun State also proved abortive. You have just listened to Certified Dead, Kara House's original documentary. The story was reported and produced by Toby Oyetunde. Sound mixing was done by Daniel Akimbusoye. It was edited by Banjo Damilola.